This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com.
I've worked with thousands of investors, and some have been really successful. Others, not so much. I'm going to share with you the three things that have set the successful ones apart. My name is Mercedes Torres. I'm the turnkey girl, and I help busy professionals create passive income through real estate investing so they can retire even faster. When I started on my real estate investing journey, I had a ballpark figure in mind as to what I wanted to achieve in real estate. That ballpark number was thousands. That wasn't really a tangible number. But it wasn't until I had my firstborn, it changed everything. I then realized at the hospital, holding my baby in my arms, thinking, I really have to put this kid through college someday. I know, what kind of a thought was that? And then I instantly thought, you know what? The best thing I can do is to create passive income to pay for my child's tuition. That changed everything. I then started researching how much was my child's education going to cost me in 18 years. When I obtained the figure of what his education was going to cost me, I thought, what a better way than to add to my passive income to pay for his tuition. That's it. The number came to mind and it all of a sudden became a goal. It was the number I needed to achieve in 18 years. Since then, I purchased his first property. I think he was 5 days old. I literally signed documents at the hospital and then I was off. We tenanted the property and before I knew it, 2 years had gone by. Our tenants were still living there and all of a sudden that property appreciated. Before I knew it, 4 years had gone by. Mateo is now 8 years old, and Mateo owns two properties. The first property will pay for his college education. The second one, well, we'll see. I'm gonna share with you the three things that made all the difference in the world for my particular situation. Step number one, I actually got a number in mind. I created that number based off of the college tuition that I needed to have ready in 18 years. It's extremely important that you're specific with the number. Step number two, be very time specific. What does that mean? Now I have 18 years. In 18 years, I need to have X amount of money in the bank to pay for his tuition. With that number in mind, now we have the two key components to creating success, a goal and a timeline. Step number three, you need to have a plan of action. How are you going to achieve that passive income to pay for your son's education or whatever the goal might be? For me, it was buy a property, hold it for a couple years, cash flow, and before I knew it, I had enough equity to buy a second property. Actionable. So for more tips like this, or for help on how to create your passive income, go to cashflowsavvy.com, download the Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income, where I will show you how to produce passive income for your child's college education.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.